Alpha and Omega. We worship you, Lord. Lord, you are worthy, Lord, to be praised. You are Alpha, you are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, Lord. You are, one more time, you, Lord, are Alpha, you are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy. Oh, we give you glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, Lord. You, Lord, are worthy, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Give you all the glory. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. We give you glory. We give you the glory. We worship you, Lord. You are Alpha. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, Lord. Lord, you are worthy, Lord. You are Alpha. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy. Oh, we give you glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, Lord. Oh, Lord, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, the glory. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy. How I adore him, my breath and my sunshine, my all in all, the great creator. He became my savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth. Down from his glory, ever living soul, my God and Savior came. Jesus was his name, born in a manger, to his own strangers, to be God. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath and my sunshine, my only, the great creator. He became my savior, and all God's fullness valid. What condensation, oh, bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, no not one faint hope inside. God gracious, God gracious and tender, lay aside his splendor, help me to hold, to weep, to see man. How I love him, oh how I love him, how I adore him, my faith and my sunshine. I only know that great creator, he became my savior, and oh God's fullness dwelleth without reluctance, without reluctance. Flesh and blood is growing substance. He took the form of man, he revealed the hidden plan. God gracious, oh glorious mystery, sacrifice, sacrifice on Calvary. Know thou art the great. Oh, do you love him? Just say you love him back to him. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath and my sunshine. My only know that great creator, he became my savior, and oh God's fullness dwelleth in me. Amen. Let's give him a hand clap. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Father, we love you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I asked for my voice back, Lord, and you gave it back to me, Lord. Father, Lord, even the sunshine, Lord, Father, we asked for sunshine. And how amazing you gave us sunshine just over the break, and the rains are back again. Jehovah, you are good, you are God, you are gracious. Father, oh, many other things that, Lord, Father, we have asked that we've not seen yet. But Lord, these other things are just a foretaste of those things to come. Lord, as we worship you, we invite you, Lord, to come down, condescend, Lord. Look on everyone's situation at this time. Father, we desire to create as we are. Father, I am. We desire to create that atmosphere that would bring down, oh, the great I am, that would bring you down, and you would be pleased, and you will say, it is good. Father, fellowship with us now. Give us your grace. You come down because we love you, and we love you with a perfect love. We don't want you to say, how could you not have worshipped me after all I've done? Lord, we love you, we worship you, we praise you. Being all that will be done, Father, in build up to the service. And Lord, quicken us, O God, that we would hear from the great El Shaddai this morning. We ask of these things because you said to ask, and we've proved and we've received. We ask now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's, Sister Angel, Sister Sharon, let me see what we have. Okay, so we'll go Sunday school children, and Sister Sharon's a separate one. We have Sunday school children. Amen. Let's sing. Let's sing a song before we get there. Amen. Let's sing. Mine. Jesus is mine. Mine. Jesus is, oh, it's mine. Jesus is my Savior. Day by day. Mine. Jesus, oh, it's mine. Mine. Hallelujah. Jesus is mine. Mine. Jesus is mine. Jesus is my Savior. Day by day. Mine. Glory. Somebody touch me. Glory. Somebody. Glory. Hallelujah. Somebody touch me. it must have been done. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. It must have been the hand. Oh, he's everything in the world to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything. Oh, he's everything, everything. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything. Oh, how many are marching today? We are marching over to Jericho. Oh, we are marching over to Jericho. Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem. Oh, we are marching over to Jerusalem. Oh, we are marching over to Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Oh, we are marching, we are marching over to Jerusalem. Oh, we are marching over to Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem. In that rock I will hide. In that shadow I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rock I will reward. In that rock I will hide. In that shadow I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rock. One more time. I will hide. In that shadow I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rain I will hide. Amen. My sins were flowing like a, higher than the mountain. And my Lord, oh, my sins, higher, higher than the mountain. With my Lord, oh, I'm singing glory, singing glory, hallelujah, when the fire did roar. When the fire. Singing glory, hallelujah, when the fire my Lord. Oh, my sins, glowing like a river in my Lord. Oh, my sins, well, they were flowing like a my Lord. I'm singing glory, glory, hallelujah, when the fire came. Oh, the fire came down, when the fire came. Oh, singing glory, hallelujah, when the fire, my Lord. Oh, my sins, oh, deeper, deeper than the ocean with my Lord. Oh, my sins, oh, deeper, deeper than the ocean with my Lord. His glory, hallelujah, with the fire, my Lord. Oh, singing glory, sing glory, hallelujah, when the fire came down, with the fire, oh, sing glory, hallelujah, with the fire, my Lord.
Amen. You can't sit down when it's like that. The chair is no more nice. Hallelujah. We have the Sunday school. Amen. I like this morning when we woke up, Sister Pauline, she stayed at our place. With obviously, I was with Brother Max. Just so, Sister Pauline and Sister Laura. And she woke up in the morning. She said, oh, I do say the brother was right now. Because he said, in the house, there's spirits. I dreamt of music in this house. I've never had that before. Says there's a nice musical spirit in this. So she was confirming what brother was saying. Amen. So we have the Sunday school. Hallelujah.
the God of Moses. You're the God of Elijah. You're the God of William Branham. We bow down and worship. Yes, you are the Lord.
Amen. Let's sing that song before Sister Sharon. Eh? I think it's Sister Sharon. These are the days. These are the days of Elijah. Firing the word on him. Oh, and these are the days of your servant Moses. Righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sorrow, so we are the voice in the world. We pray the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, dying like a sun. At the trumpet, call up your voice. Year of Jubilee, high until salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel. The dry bones will come in. Oh, and these are the days of your servant, rebuilding the temple of grief. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as white as the color. Oh, and we are the laborers of faith, defending the word of the Lord. Behold, he has come, riding on the sun, shining like a sun. At the trumpet call of your voice. Out of science is salvation come. Oh, there's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God. Oh, there's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold him, Sister Sharon, riding on the clouds, shining like a sun. At the trumpet call of your voice, it's a year of jubilee. Out of Zion's salvation comes. Hallelujah! You can give him a harder hand clap, saints. It's for our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Sister Becky. Okay. God bless you. We are going to sing about his love. It's shining upon us every day like the sun. And that's why we praise and glorify him every day. It's a French song, so you have just heard the interpretation there. Thank you.
Ton amour nous enverra, nos seigneurs. Ta gloire est splendide comme le soleil. Ton amour nous enverra, nos seigneurs. C'est pourquoi nous espérons tous en toi.
Ton amour nous enverra, nos seigneurs. Ta gloire est splendide comme le soleil. Ton amour nous enverra, nos seigneurs.
C'est pourquoi nous espérons tous en toi.
Oh, pardonne-moi.
Oh, Seigneur, notre roi.
Pardonne-moi.
Toi qui nous as sauvés.
Pardonne-moi.
Toi qui nous abattons. C'est pourquoi nous espérons tous en toi.
Oh, pardonne-moi.
Amen. Sister Angel, come. Hallelujah. We prophesying next year, Brother Greg, the Carlo Choir will sing us a song. Amen. Next year, they will do us a special. All the saints from Carlo.
Say was given to her. Just say the right word, what you ask will be given. Just approach him with the right attitude. Hear she right, said that's the truth, Brother Branham. She said the right word, her son's received eternal life. Around 900 denominations claim they are his bride. They all say that he's coming back for them, but the showdown is gonna tell who belongs to him. She'll say the right word, the rapture take her away from here. Just say the right word, what you ask will be given. Just approach him with the right attitude. Hit him right, said that's the truth, Brother Branham. She said the right word, her sons receive eternal life. So just say the right word, what you ask will be given. Just approach him with the right attitude. Yet he right, said that's the truth, Brother Branham. She said the right word, her sons received eternal life. She said the right word, her sons received eternal life.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, saints. Amen.
They were in the chamber. They were all in the when the Holy Ghost, when he descended as was promised. Hallelujah. Oh, send your power, Lord. Power, oh, and
So I was saying that it was nice to be with you here, and it's a privilege for me to speak to you. I've been a good, a very nice audience. Amen. Amen. So God bless you, and thank you for your prayers. Amen. I'm getting stronger and stronger.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We won't let the devil to try to stop us.
Amen.
Nothing stop us. Amen.
Amen.
And we like to... I want also to take this opportunity to thank Pastor Andrew for the confidence, the trust he have to give me his pulpit freely.
Amen.
As I confessed to him last time, asked him to forgive me because I didn't want to preach here anymore. Because I've been accused by a certain brother that it's because of him he got problems in the church, so I wanted so badly to fix it. But according to myself, since I was not having that opportunity, so I kind of retracted. So, but in praying and seeing the love that Brother Andrew was showing, then God corrected me. So that's why you see me here. But I've asked him to forgive me for that. Man, so I want to thank him for his trust and his love.
Amen.
You know, the devil, every time he wants to separate you, he's not happy when he sees people together.
Amen.
Because he knows that when we are together, he's powerless.
Amen.
So you forgive me too, because maybe I've disappointed many of you. Every time the people are asking me, why, when are you preaching for us? And so now you know, and you can forgive me for that and pray for me. It's not that because we are pastors and preachers we are perfect. No, we are still moving.
Amen.
Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
So let's open our Bible in this time we go into chapter 4, Revelation. Let's pray. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise. Just to know that saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust. Oh, Jesus, 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 how I trust him, how I prove him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, Precious Jesus, oh for grace to trust him. Dear Heavenly Father, just want to thank you once again for your strength you put back in my body, Lord, to stand before your people. Without you, we are nothing. I am nothing, Lord. That's why I am calling upon you, Lord, to come down and anointing me with your Holy Spirit, Lord, so that you can paralyze all my senses, all my human parts, Lord, and speak to your people freely, Lord. I believe that no one will go out of this place as he came in. Let everyone of us say, from that time, from that meeting, I met him face to face. I received a higher experience. I've experienced him many times, but this was an high experience in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Bless our pastor, Brother Andrew, and his wife, his family. Bless all the deacons, the trustees, the musicians, and everyone who comes in this church and support it by his presence and everything he can pray as, Lord. We commit ourselves into your hands. Bless our visitors. Those who came for the first time, let them go also with an impact, a spiritual impact in their lives, Lord, so they can testify that they've met you too. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Revelation chapter 4. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and did that sit was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. May God bless his word. You may be seated. So I was thinking that I'll be finishing tonight, but many things, it's not possible. So maybe God will make a way so that we can come. You guys, you pull too much, you know. Actually, I wanted to bring it in a way of teaching. Because when you teach, it's a bit different. But you guys are pulling, so you obliging me to preach and not to teach. But I think God is still teaching you through that. Amen? And whatever God gives us, that's what he wants us to have. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
I wanted just to let you notice that you'll see that in the Revelation, John was in the spirit on the Lord's day, but on the Isle of Patmos. It means he was here on earth, but before he could see anything, he has to get into the spirit. And when he went into the spirit, God showed him what was going on, what will happen on earth during the church ages. And when he finished that, it was not all that God was having in store for him. There was something else. But the position where he was, though he was in the spirit, that position, that level of being in the spirit could not allow him to catch some other things in the world. Exactly like us. You can be a believer, but you get in the spirit, not that you are not saved, you are saved, but you are a certain level. You'll see things. God will show you the things that are in that level. But other things, you won't see them. And that's what happened with John, the bride, the type of the bride. And the prophet said, after the seven church ages, and the Bible said, after these things, then I saw a door open. Where? In heaven. And the voice said, come up hither. That's how you say it? Hither? So the prophet said, you see, the voice told him, the things that I want you to see now, you can't see them there. You must get, you are in the spirit, but you must come higher than where you are. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And as you move on into the realm of the spirit, you start also see things, and you acquire also more power, more insight. Because every time you acquire insight or revelation, as you know, knowledge is power. You become more powerful than before. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And from this time, when God took him away, he said, I was carried in the spirit. And immediately, I was in the spirit. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And he starts seeing things. And then later on, I think, I don't remember very well the scripture. He said again, I heard again a voice. Angel asking me to come higher. So you see, from that time, he was called three times to go up higher.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And I think the last time was in Revelation 21. And you'll see that every time, if God wants to give me a special revelation, he takes him at a certain level.
Amen.
So the level corresponds to the revelation he's going to get. And at the end of the book, God is want to show him the new Jerusalem. And the Bible itself says, the bride. That's what the Bible said.
Amen.
Spiritually speaking, can you say amen?
Amen?
Because you must remember that the prophet said, every scripture got a compound meaning.
Yes.
And many people struggle with that. Some got completely spiritualist.
Yes.
They make everything spiritual.
Amen.
And some others, they don't believe in spiritual things. So they make everything natural. But the prophet said the truth will be always in the middle of the road.
Amen.
And you must remember that the scripture got two compound meaning. When you read a river, it can be a natural river.
Amen.
But it can be also a spiritual river.
Amen.
The type of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
When you say a mountain, it can be a mountain,
amen,
a natural mountain. But the prophet said a mountain is also a higher experience.
Amen. Amen.
That's why you see God deals even naturally with Brother Branham on the mountains.
Amen.
Because those mountains, naturally, the types of the mountains,
spiritual mountains.
Amen.
The sunset mountain.
Amen.
All those things, spiritually speaking, it was something. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And the prophet said, Mount Sinai, it was an experience. You find many people, they are on the Mount Sinai experience. Every time they preach to you laws, legalistic, hit on you. There is nothing wrong. What they are preaching is in a message. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? But you must know that there is not only one mountain in the scripture. You got also Mount Sinai, Zion, Mount Zion, the mountain of grace.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So we need Mount Sinai, we need also Zion.
Amen.
You condemn us, you condemn us, but you must show us the way out.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
We know that the legal part is to show us our shortcomings so that we cry for grace and then mercy comes to us.
Amen.
But if you want just to condemn us, to send us to hell, we have to remind you that hell was created for the devil and the demons,
amen,
not for us.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So we see here, he said this. 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride.
Amen.
The lambs.
Amen.
Are you the bride?
Yes.
Are you the bride?
Amen.
Lamb's wife?
Amen.
I believe that.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And a lamb must marry a lamb. So if your bride lamb, wife's lamb, you got that nature of a lamb. Because the lamb can't marry the goat, a she-goat. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
So I believe, and they say this, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So I believe that this is what God is going, he has been doing with us, to us, showing us this is, and carrying us through all the message. And you can see how he went with the brother Branham. That's why the revelation is progressive.
Amen.
One brother can be saying something. Don't fight with him.
Amen.
Because revelation is progressive.
Amen.
You must understand that that's the level God has taken him.
Amen.
And you must bear with him.
Amen.
Be patient.
Amen.
Knowing that he will reach where you are.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So, now, saying that, I want to show that God wants us to come up higher. You are the bride. This is what he wanted to show us. Let me, he was trying to show us. So, there was a time when coming, believing this message, we believe that God is our Father. Amen?
Amen.
God is our Father. Who believe that God is his Father?
Amen.
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 And we are his sons, his children. And now, there become a time where he starts bringing us a bit higher. To show you that not only... Sorry, I want to move where I was with you. Not only that you are his children, in the sense of children, but he wants to make you understand when he says children, what that means.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
That what Jesus said to them,
amen,
I am a son of God.
Amen.
But the Jews said, You make yourself God. Because the prophet said, Jews knew that to say that you are a son of God means that you are equal to God. This is what God is bringing to us when he tells you that you are his children. Now he's telling you, children means equal. That's why he said deity. Not deity with small. Amen. The prophet said deity. Amen. It means deity. When they say deity, it means deity. Amen.
Amen.
And you have to believe it just like that. It's not less or plus. It's exactly deity.
Amen.
And once you understand that deity is in me, dwells in me, your whole perception of life changes. All your ambition changes. You don't go to work. You don't stay here on earth just because you are a man. You came here to ask to work, to look for a job. No. You understand now that you got the mission of deity. The God who is in you has a mission, a purpose.
Amen.
Jesus also one time, he was taking care of his own life. He learned carpenter business as Joseph. And he was working in the carpentry workshop.
Amen.
As everyone. But as he was growing up, into consciousness, then he came to know, to understand his mission. When he realized that deity was in him. So he realized that he got a higher ambition. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And the prophet said, you find Christians with no ambition. They don't have any ambition to embetter themselves. He said, I don't have a trust in any pastor with his church who don't have any ambition to embetter themselves. Year after year. So if you are still stuck in the same condition, how long have you been here? Without embettering yourself, the prophet said, I don't trust you. Do you want the prophet to trust us? So we have to change our ambitions.
Amen.
Brother Wilmo was telling me that no, we are looking for a land. I said, how big? Oh, 2,000, what square meter? Today? Man, you are joking or what? So you believe that we'll stay like this, the number we are here?
No.
Are you happy with this?
No.
We must have a higher ambition.
Amen.
Who tell you that we can't be 1,000 members?
Amen.
Hey, please, forget that thing of 2,500 square meters. We want some hectares. We want hectares. We want to have our own place so that when we need youth meetings, we don't go in the higher places. We want people to come to us. Bring England, bring Europe. Here to Ireland.
Amen.
We should have higher ambitions.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Deity
amen.
Is in you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Deity doesn't settle for cheap, for less. Deity, when he does something, he say it was good. And at the end, he said it was very
good.
It was very
good.
So don't settle for less.
Amen.
We thank the Lord
amen.
For the car of Brother David. The miracle he did.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That helped him to see that God can fix his car.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
But he can't keep like like that, say no. When we go to Gallo for outreach, he takes the same car. That becomes tempting God. We need a new car. Not a second hand. Because we know that Brother David won't use that car to go to the nightclub. He will use it for the kingdom of God. So we need new cars here. All those second things, they must disappear from here. All second things, take them away. Can you say amen? Take them away. Can you say amen? Stop tempting God. Once it's enough. And enough is enough. Can you say amen? How come deity is in me and deity is settling for misery? You'll tell me, but yesterday you say you are against prosperity gospel. You misunderstood me. You misunderstood me completely. I am against prosperity gospel. But this is not prosperity gospel. This is your nature. Higher ambition. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Prosperity, but they must preach it to people who are not deity. But to deity. How can you preach prosperity to deity? Prosperity is in the deity. He's the one who produced prosperity. I don't need. That's why Jesus said, your father knows what you want. No need even to speak. Can you say amen? Before you open your mouth, your father knows. How does he know? He's in you. He knows his needs. Because he knows that everything you got, it is. You know why we are not blessed? Because we are still thinking that we are separate from God. That's why even to give tithes to church, you think twice. Once you receive that revelation that deity is in you, you believe, you discover that your money is not your money. It's God's money. I'm giving you a secret. Once you get that, you make your life God's life. Amen. You make your ambition God's ambition. Amen. Everything that pertains to God becomes yours. Amen. If you come to my church, you can be shocked. You can be stumbled. I don't have big churches. People think that my ministry should have a big crowd. I don't have. And in my churches, you don't even see big people with businessmen with big money. No. But let me tell you, I've discovered a secret. Wealth is not in the numbers. No, 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 no. It's in God. It's in deity. With my small churches, God has blessed me more than big crowds. I'm telling you the truth. There's some figures we can't give here because you'll be stumbled. But understand what I mean. Can you say amen? Because I've made my ambition God's ambition. I'm telling you, I can wake up at midnight. I say, I want to go to Japan. I will have the money to go there. Can you say amen? Why? Once you connect yourself, you come back to your position. My. Are you ready? Joseph was called son of prosperity. Everything he touched prospered. Do you know why? The secret? Because Joseph has never owned his own stuff. Nothing belongs to Joseph. He was taking care of his father's business. It was not his. That's why he was prospering. When he went to Potiphar, he owns nothing. Amen. He was working for Potiphar. That's why he was prospering. Amen. Because the prophet tells you, selfishness will never prosper.
Amen.
It's a quote.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
I'll read to you next time. Selfishness will never prosper.
Amen. That's right.
So Joseph have never had selfishness. He never worked for himself. We don't prosper because we work for ourselves.
Amen.
Stop that. Oh my God.
Amen.
Let God touch you.
Amen.
But Joseph have everything. He doesn't own anything, but he got everything.
Amen.
That's why, you know, the father said to the elder brother of the prodigal son, you know the story? He said, my son, all I have is yours. And when Joseph went to prison, he was not owning that. It prospered. When he went to Pharaoh, check. You know the scripture better than me. When he start working, he tell Pharaoh, put aside 1/5. Is that so? 1/5 means 20%. Every time you work, out of salary, take 20% aside. What I understand there, 20%, because 10% is the tithe, and you keep 10%. But you guys, you got a salary of 1,000 euro, but you spend 1,100. Dépenser. You spend more than what you own. If you want to be prosper in your life, every money you got, take 10% aside. Never use all the money. Spend less than what you earn. And if you master this principle from the day one, but you read it in the Bible. Joseph said to Pharaoh, all the countries in the world, they spend all their production. But you from now, for 7 years, don't spend everything. Put aside 20%. And after 7 years, all a bank, you call it bankrupt. But not Egypt. It prospered under Joseph. He was not doing it for himself, for Pharaoh's sake. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And when people start coming to take something to buy, to look for, he said, no, I'll bring money. He wanted to bring the world under prosperity. And he knew that they were poor because of their selfishness. I have to teach them how to become prosper. I'll make all the world prosper. So they bring your money. They start selling, buying. They bring the money until no money. So they come back to him. Now we don't have money. He say, yeah, you know, when you got money, you can do anything. No prayer. No consecration. Say amen.
Amen.
You start praying only when you don't have money.
Amen.
Tell me the truth.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
You say, when you don't have money, you become wise. Very wise, huh? Sisters.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying, huh? All of us become wise when we don't have money. Once money is in the hand, even when you are praying, you pray with an intention. You are dictating to God what you want. He said, yeah, I wanted to take that power away from you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
They beg him only when all the money went away. Before that, they have power. Oh, what do you think? We'll buy. Say, okay, come. And they give all the money. So they said, oh, Joseph, please don't forget Joseph is a type of Christ. So he said, okay, what do you have? No, we have cattle. Cattle, you call? Cattle, and bring them. They brought. And they gave everything they have. So now even the cattle, we don't have anymore. He said, yeah, give what you get. No, we have the land. Ali, bring the land. They took all. You see, he was taking taking away all the selfishness. Everything that allows selfish to flourish. He has to take it away. If you don't, as you hear the word, you don't want to give up, to sacrifice yourself. God has methods. Method. God has strategies to take selfishness from you. Can you say amen? He's not in a hurry. But he works patiently, but surely. You'll get there. Then they say, no, now we don't have anything. No, but you got houses. Okay. They sell all their houses so they become homeless. And then they say, now we don't have money. You took our money. You took our land, our cattle. You took our house. Now we are left alone. He said, yeah, but give something. I can't give you wheat without giving something. Okay, then buy us, take us. Self, can you say amen? Amen. They give themselves. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? When they gave up themselves to Joseph, they become all of them slaves, servant of Pharaoh. The type of father, God the Father. Amen. When they give themselves up a servant, then Joseph stood up and said, see that today I have bought you and all your goods for Pharaoh. Not for me, but for Pharaoh. Can you say amen? Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? This is what, when you hear Joseph prosperity, that's how he prosper. That's how he brought prosperity. Amen. But you check yourself. You don't see Pharaoh on the horses, on the chariot. It was Joseph enjoying. Amen. Because everything of Pharaoh was his. Can you say amen? Amen? When you give up yourself to God, can you say amen? All your good. God, once he takes it, he will bless you. But the one who will enjoy that benefit, it's you. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Don't be selfish. Amen. For 10 euro, you are keeping yourself in this condition. May God bless you. Amen. And may God help you. Amen. To see what I mean. Can you say amen? Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. I'm giving you something I've experienced in my life. Amen. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
At one point, God has given me even an helicopter. I have to resell it. Because I could not have a place to bring it in Congo. Too much politics. You see? But I've always an ambition to have a plane, a private jet, to go and preach the word.
Amen.
Around the world with this. And I believe God will give me. He has given it to me already.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
When you give yourself totally to God, he blessed you.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So I was saying that when you have that revelation in you of deity, your ambition change.
Amen.
You have now the ambition of God, and the prophet called it higher ambition.
Amen.
How did he call it? Higher ambition. Do you want us to have a higher ambition?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And once we have that higher ambition, it is as a desire. Like any desire. As I was saying, because the deity God put in you, it's a potentiality or its potential. That's why it is like a desire, like a seed. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So I want to show you something. You know, sometimes it's not good to be close a friend to someone because now it looks like he's getting into your notes and... That's the point of Brother George. It's like he's getting into my notes. When he gives songs, when he, like on Friday. And now, I think yesterday he came. I think he said, look, this coat. He said, how can he come and show me the coat I want to preach on? Because this one is one of my subjects. So it's like someone is reading my notes. Brother George, don't do that. But it's okay. Amen?
Amen.
It shows that we are connected.
Amen.
I want to bring something to you.
Amen. Wow.
Notice it's in the filter. I think men's filter. He says this. Notice that word cannot deny itself. Then it is satisfied, or it is the desire. It's a desire of what? What made you desire it in the first place? What made you desire it in the first place? Because down in... Because down in your soul, there was a predestinated which was eternal life. Always laying in there. Always was in there. All that the Father has given me will come to me. There isn't any of them going to be lost. So any desire in your heart, in your soul, can you say amen?
Amen.
Eat a seed.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And the problem with the seed is that you don't see anything in the seed. When you take the seed, it looks like there is nothing.
Amen.
That's why we neglect that desire.
Amen.
But I want to tell you tonight, don't never neglect that desire in you.
Amen.
You must entertain it.
Amen.
You must maintain it.
Amen.
As I told you last time, the prophet said, when Abraham saw the three men coming, he said, down in his heart, something told him that this is heroin. And Abraham had that desire before they get there. Actually, he said, it was the desire of Abraham that brought them down. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's why that day, Abraham stopped all the business. He went under the tree because he was expecting. If there was not expectation, Abraham could not sit down. If you have any desire in your heart, you must know that it's the presence of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You must know how to entertain it. And when they come, that feeling in him told him that this is Elohim. So we must understand this. What put the desire in it? It's a predestinated seed. That's why, as the pastor was saying, the Samaritan woman at the well, she was prostitute. She was living an evil life. But she had a seed. A desire to save the Lord. And that seed was not in the Pharisees, in the Sadducees, but in her because she desired it.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And I want to show you something. Many of us find ourselves in that condition. But from tonight, I believe that God will help us to get out of it.
Amen.
This is, maybe some of you have yeah. read it. Amen. It's in the private.
Amen.
Private interview with the prophet. Prophet with Sister Bruce.
Yes, sir.
This is what happened.
Amen.
The prophet starts speaking. I visit you in the hospital that time. And I prayed constantly, God wouldn't let you die. Because you are a value to the church. Now, I know you. I know you are going to be all right, Sister Bruce. I believe that you, that with all my heart, I know you. I know you are going to be all right, Sister Bruce. How many of us could want to listen to hear Brother Bram saying this? I know that you are going to be well. But listen now, sister herself. Sister Georgia Bruce says, Brother Branham, most of all, I know that you are praying for me to be healed. But most of all, because I hear you preaching that the soul is more important than the body. That's why for me, instead of healing, because I've been waiting for this healing for long now. But most of all, listen, I want the experience that I've been sealed in the Holy Ghost. And if God will reveal it to your heart. So if God can reveal to you, for me to receive that experience. So it was a very nice inquiry. Then the prophet answered, I believe with all my heart that you are a real born again believer, Sister Bruce. How could that spirit just leave when you get sick, you get weary, and you are never that type of person? Sister Bruce says, yes. And see, and you get things on your mind. See, little bit of things. I just keep building, and it just keep building up both ways. You'll get somebody in your heart. You want to pray for them, get up and pray for it. You can't rest till you get that person prayed for. That's you. Then, take on the other side. Satan might present something that you. Out of this way, see, then God, you are in nature, God's works. And Satan works then, when Satan tries to make you believe that you are not. See, you keep building this, and maybe this and this. See, don't look at yourself, Sister Bruce. He said, I'm fixing to pray for you. I'm not worthy of that. I think, what would I do if Jesus Christ was sitting here? Now, what would he do if he was sitting here?
Amen.
He would lay his hand upon you. And with great faith, you'll see, you'll get well. Well, I think I'm a sinner. I am not him. But I come to represent him. But remember me being a sinner. And before God, I'm not a sinner. Neither are you.
Amen.
We got a blood sacrifice laying there. God don't even see us.
Yes,
he hears our voice.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But he sees the blood of Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So God doesn't even see us.
Amen.
Oh no, I've done this. I've done that. Forget it.
Amen.
God doesn't see that.
Amen.
He hears the voice. Can you say him? He sees the blood of Christ. That's it. See? He sees the blood of his own son. It's our voice, Christ's blood, then it's Christ that's talking through us to God. So therefore, we are not sinners no more. We are Christian. I believe you to be a genuine Christian woman.
Amen.
Can you say amen? I remember.
Amen.
But listen. Oh no. Something. Okay. Yeah. Sister Bruce says, I make so many mistakes.
Amen.
And I fail so many times. Do you find yourself in that situation?
Amen.
Do you find yourself in that situation?
Amen.
Now you are before the word of God, the discerner of thought. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And the prophet answered, that's why Christ had to die.
Amen.
So that you, with your mistakes, wouldn't be allotted to you.
Amen.
He took your mistakes. Your desire in your heart is to serve
me.
Sister Bruce says yes.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Why Jesus took your mistakes? Because your desire in your heart.
Amen.
I can. Your desire.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
God doesn't see what you are doing. God sees your desire.
Amen.
I don't know which desire you have today.
Amen.
My. Wake up, church.
Amen.
What is your desire?
Amen.
The thing that matters is the desire.
Amen.
Oh no, I can't make it. I can't make it. But do you desire to make it?
Amen.
That's the point.
Amen.
Make it or not, but your desire.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
A desire is a gift.
Amen.
Direct gift. From God. There is not many people with that desire in their heart. Do you know how many people they have received the call of God and they can't come here? But you are here. Because of what? Desire. Desire. Desire is a seed. Oh, I see many brothers from Africa here like myself. One time you were in Congo. You were in Zimbabwe. You were not here. Didn't even manage to come here. But something came into your heart. What was that?
Desire.
You had a desire to come here. And here you are. Here you are. The power of a desire. A power of a desire. If that desire took you from Africa and brought you here,
amen.
Brother,
amen.
That desire can take you higher.
Amen.
It can take you higher.
Amen.
I'm not talking about a mere wish.
Amen.
That mere wish, I wish. No, sometimes you got those mere wish. I'm not talking about that. A real desire.
Amen.
And I can tell you, that you have had that desire already.
Amen.
You have experienced it already.
Amen.
Because Brother Mike from Ghana to here, it started as desire.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Isaac started as a desire.
Amen.
Oh my.
Amen.
You know, you don't want to believe because of a perversion. The way we came. But even the way we came, it started as what? Sexual desire. Do you call it like that? So everything is what?
Desire.
This word is what?
Desire.
So you see the power of desire?
Yes.
So if you desire to be God, it means that you will be God.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
Don't let that go.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
There are people who can't even desire to be a Christian. Because it's not in them. But you got that grace. You got that grace. That mercy from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you come to church, you must have a desire to serve the Lord. If you don't have it, pray. God, put something in my heart. I want to be a part of you. I want to do something in the church. Can you say amen? Can you say amen?
Amen?
So now we have a desire to have a bigger place, to have a bigger church. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Pastor Andrew, we appreciate your humility, but here we don't need it anymore. We need a bigger place. We need a bigger place. Can you say amen? Hallelujah! We need a bigger church. We are here on mission. We didn't come to Ireland for euros. We are here for in a mission to bring souls to Christ. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? In 2011, I came here with my children. We went around. We didn't visit you at that time because we could not have your address. We went around the island. We went even to Belfast. We checked. The church was only here. in maybe Donegal, and then in Belfast River. But I see in all Southern Ireland, no churches. I lay down in Ibis Hotel somewhere there. I say, Lord, I'm coming back here. Amen. There must be a church in every city. We can't leave this place like this. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah! Once God put a desire in your heart, it will be fulfilled. Amen. What do you desire today? Whatever you desire, when you pray, believe that you have it, you will receive it. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? This creation, the creation started as a desire in God's mind. Can you say amen? God desired to create you. You are here. God desired to create the creation. It's there. So you too. Create now. Create now. Don't try to tell me that you don't have money. You don't need money here. Desire possesses everything. Because it's a seed. In a seed, you have a tree. Not only the tree, you have the fruit. Not only the fruit. You got millions of trees. That small desire you have got the potential to produce everything you need. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Hallelujah! Yes, sir! I believe it! I believe it! Can you say amen? Hallelujah! Yes, sir. The prophet said Isaac was a desire. The desire can't be there if the object of desire is not there. The object must be there before the desire. I mean this in other words. If you need a 10-story building and it becomes a desire in you, it means that that 10-story building exists. It's already there. That's why you are having that desire. Otherwise, the desire can't be there. Because desire is a creation. Hallelujah. If you need a very good family, a nice family, blessed family, it's because it's already there. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? That desire is so powerful. You can even desire for your parents. For your brethren. For your siblings. Can you say amen? We apply the token for everyone. Not only for us. If you have a desire for your parents to be saved, they'll be saved. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? If they are having financial problem, once you desire, say, oh Lord, bless my parents. Once you have that desire, it's already there. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? If you desire a new car, the new car is already there. Can you say amen? If you need the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is there. Can you say amen? If you need a healing, the healing is already there. Can you say amen? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Because that desire is a seed. You see our desire. It has started already in Carlo. Our desire is there. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Don't despise it because it's so small. Because it's still in seed form. It's still in seed form. But it's coming up. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know what? The good part of the seed is that just the seed of grass. Put concrete, pour concrete upon it. You put concrete. Dunk it upon a seed. Not the seed of the tree. I said the seed of a grass. You'll see. Because the seed got life. As long as the sun is coming up, that seed will start. Hallelujah! Yes, sir! Can you say amen? No obstacles! No obstacles! You'll stop your seed! Your desire! You'll fight! You'll fight! Yes, sir! Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Can you say amen? How a tender thing can break the concrete? Which power it got? It's life of God Himself. So that desire you have, it's got life in itself. Can you say amen? It will go through the concrete of unbelief. Concrete. Can you say amen? Irish concrete. Can you say amen? Congolese concrete. Mugabe concrete. Hallelujah. Zuma concrete. It break all the concrete. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Because the seed got life. Do you say amen? Do you say amen? So take care of the seed. Take care of it, my brothers and sisters. Can you say amen? The problem with seed, it needs a good ground. A soft ground. Because if the ground is so... Yeah. It will kill the seed. That's why the ground must be soft. And the ground of the seed is your heart. You must take away the stony heart. And get a fleshy heart. Can you say amen? The desire starts and you kill it. Because you are so hard. You don't feel it. No, you must have a soft. So that the desire is pleased every time you feel it. Keep entertaining the desire. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? The ground of faith. Your heart must be the ground of faith. Can you say amen? Faith. You must put it, keep it in the teeth. And also what? The seed want water. So you must water it. Water it. What is the water? The word. Positive word. Can you say amen? You got a good desire and you are watering it with CNA. And on CNA, there is no new good. Good news. Only bad news. You need to keep that seed in a good atmosphere. Can you say amen? Take the word. Listen to the word that encourages you. In that desire. Don't go to people. When you go there, they suck energy out of you. Because they are not believing. When you go that, just visit people who got faith. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? If I got a desire, look with the brethren who are getting success in their life with the word of God. Can you say amen? I visit them to listen to their testimony so that they give me faith. Can you say amen? You must keep it in a good atmosphere. This church must create that atmosphere for every desire to come up. Can you say amen? You go to a church where they are killing. Ah, run away from there. They'll kill your desire. Can you say amen? You must be somewhere that encouraging you. Say amen. I believe it. I believe it. God is good. Can you say amen? Do you love him? Do you appreciate him? Do you appreciate him? Say amen. Sometimes you start acting. It's creating atmosphere. You want a new car. And you are always visiting where they sell old cars. No, go where they sell new ones. And you go there, you open. You say, can I check, try this? Yeah, try it. You go and. Can you say amen? Amen. Don't stop there. Come back again. Amen. Again and again. And again and again. Amen. You are nourishing. You are feeding
Amen.
The seed.
Amen.
You are watering the seed.
Amen.
That's what the prophet said. Go and start testifying.
Amen.
Because testifying, you are feeding. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say
amen?
There will be opposition. But know that those opposition are just concrete. You will break them.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
What I want to tell you, if you keep this in your heart, from next year, things must change here. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
We need to make a big conversion of dedication.
Amen.
Africa comes.
Amen.
Europe comes.
Amen.
America comes.
Amen.
Australia must come.
Amen.
They must come and see what deity is doing in Dublin.
Amen.
Amen. This is another level.
Amen.
You are on a higher, greater and higher mountain now.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Higher
amen.
Ambitions.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You know what? An eagle, when he fights a serpent, a snake,
he
doesn't fight with him on earth. He take him, he goes with him up. So there, the serpent doesn't have any old ground. So he starts. And when he let him come, so the guy is, hi, come again. Come on, come on. Are you with me?
Amen.
You are an eagle.
Amen.
Don't fight the devil
Amen.
On his ground.
Amen.
No, 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 no.
Amen.
In prayer. Go up higher. Bring him up higher. Can you say amen? Take him in a heavenly atmosphere. Can you say amen? He won't do anything to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you want to go up?
Yes.
Higher and higher. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Whatever desire you have, receive it. Can you say amen?
Amen?
We appreciate a lot our children.
Yes.
David Jr.,
yeah.
He got a job.
Yeah.
Joseph Jr., he got a job.
Hey,
Joseph Jr., he got a job. I know who else. Who else?
Feli.
Ah, Feli. Ah, that's Joseph Jr. Okay, no problem. It's Feli. Feli. Sorry, sorry. Feli. I thought you understand. Okay, but it's fine. You understand because you correct me. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So we thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Oh, they got faith to get jobs. But now we want them to have faith to create jobs.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, your amen so loud.
Amen.
We want them to have faith to create jobs.
Amen.
And let it be done. It will be done. And it's already done. Next time we'll bring testimonies here. Our kids must own businesses. Can you say amen? And we know that businesses will be for the kingdom of God. Can you say amen? Do you love him? Do you appreciate him? Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
If you are here because you are an eagle,
that's right.
You are an eagle.
Amen.
And an eagle got higher,
Amen.
Not low ambitions.
Amen.
And our higher ambitions is the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Don't tell me that what we are doing here is the kingdom of God.
No.
We have started already, only. But we need something serious.
Amen.
How many are going to testify outreach in Carlo? You don't. You are not even interested. Why? Why? Do something for God. Find your place in deity. What is your place in deity? If you get that desire, the prophet said, that's what counts. God saw that desire. He doesn't say you have to do something. You just have it. And that desire will start growing.
Amen.
You water it. You create a good atmosphere.
Right.
You entertain it. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? You listen to testimonies that encouraging you to bring up that desire. And once it grow up, it will show up. Can you say amen? May God bless you. Receive your desire, brother and sister. Receive your desire now. Let it be according to your desire. Amen. Receive your desire now. If you desire to serve the Lord, receive it now. Can you say amen? If you desire to see your children saved, receive it now. If your desire is to get married, receive it now. Can you say amen? Whatever you desire, it's in your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive it. Hallelujah. Let's next time when we come to testify that God has blessed us. He has blessed the desire in our heart. Amen. We bless your name, Almighty God. We bow before you. Oh, we bless. Oh, we bless. Mighty God. Yes, we bless. Yes, we bless. Mighty God. Yes, we bless. Oh, mighty God, we bow before you.
Yes, we bless.
We bless you.
Yes, we bless.
Oh, mighty God,
we bow before you.
what the Lord has told you.
Amen.
Let it be according to your faith.
Amen.
And now, move boldly in His presence. And say, God, I receive. Let every one of us pray.
I receive.
And that grows for you. Let's pray.
Oh, Father Jesus, we look unto thee, Lord,
Jesus.
Even upon this time.
I receive.
Father, thanking you.
The desire you have put in me, Lord. I come to you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. My God, I come to you. I come to you. Let your love come. Let your love come. Jesus, I pray you come. Come down, Lord Jesus. Take control of my life. Oh, Jesus Christ, je te prie, sang. Éternel Dieu des armées. Éternel Dieu des armées. Je viens me laver. Je viens m'abandonner à tes promesses. Je viens me laisser entraîner par Jésus. Je crois sincèrement de toi. Que tu es capable de me changer, Seigneur. Tu es capable, Père bien-aimé. Oh, Dieu tout puissant, de me donner, Seigneur. Oh, Père Seigneur. Je crois de tout mon cœur que tout ce que Seigneur tu as prévu pour moi, Seigneur, va s'accomplir dans ma vie, Seigneur. Miséricorde compatissant. Je m'abandonne entre tes mains, Seigneur. Je me laisse entre tes mains. Je crois de tout mon cœur que tu es capable, Père bien-aimé, de me garder, Seigneur. Tu me gardes dans ton ami. Parce que tu es le même hier, aujourd'hui, éternellement. Tu n'as jamais changé, Seigneur. Oh, Dieu tout puissant de l'amour. Tu es le même, le Dieu d'Abraham, le Dieu d'Isaac, le Dieu de Jacob, le Dieu des miracles, le Dieu qui ne change pas, le Dieu qui ne changera jamais. Seigneur, miséricorde de tout puissant. Je viens, Seigneur, dans ta présence, m'abandonner entre tes mains, m'abandonner entre tes bras, Seigneur Jésus. Toi qui es le Dieu d'Abraham, le Dieu, Seigneur, qui ne peut pas changer, Seigneur, qui ne changera jamais, mon Dieu, mon Père. À qui donc c'est pour moi le Père? À qui donc c'est pour nous m'abandonner, Seigneur Jésus? Parce que tu es le Dieu qui est tout puissant. Je suis le Dieu qui est, Seigneur, au-dessus de tout. Le Dieu qui ne change pas, qui place le désir, Seigneur, dans ses enfants, Seigneur. Oh Dieu tout puissant, miséricorde, Dieu compatissant. Accorde-moi, Seigneur, ta grâce. Accorde-moi ta miséricorde. Accorde-moi ta toute puissance. Accorde-moi, Seigneur Jésus. Oh Dieu, ta bonté divine, Seigneur Jésus. Tu es le même hier, aujourd'hui, éternellement. Tu ne peux pas changer, Seigneur. Oh Dieu tout puissant. Oh Dieu d'amour. Oh Dieu tout puissant. Dieu de bonté, Dieu de grâce. Laisse que ton amour soit avec moi. Laisse que ton amour, Seigneur Jésus. Oh Dieu tout puissant. À qui donc, Seigneur, je peux aller, Seigneur? À qui donc je peux abandonner, Seigneur? Tu es le même, le Dieu d'Abraham, le Dieu d'Isaac, le Dieu de Jacob, le Dieu qui ne change pas, le Dieu qui ne changera jamais, Seigneur. C'est pourquoi aujourd'hui, Seigneur, je veux, Seigneur, oh Dieu, être dans ta présence, Seigneur Jésus. Je veux être avec toi, Seigneur mon Dieu. Je veux être, Seigneur, oh Dieu, que tu me donnes, Seigneur Jésus. Oh Dieu tout puissant, oh Dieu de gloire, oh Dieu tout puissant. Oh Seigneur Jésus-Christ, oh Dieu d'amour, oh Dieu éternel, oh Dieu tout-puissant, Dieu d'amour et Dieu de bonté. À qui donc, Seigneur Jésus, je pourrais aller, Seigneur? Oh Dieu tout-puissant, je me laisse entre tes mains, Seigneur Jésus, je me laisse entre tes bras. Je crois pour moi, Seigneur Jésus, que tu peux me dire, Seigneur Jésus, que tu peux, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, soulever mon âme, les ambitions, Seigneur. Donne-moi les hautes ambitions, oh Dieu tout-puissant, les ambitions qui ne sont pas ici, Seigneur Jésus. Oh Dieu d'amour, oh Dieu de bonté, je me remets entre tes mains, Seigneur. Je me laisse entre tes mains, Seigneur Jésus. Laisse que ta puissance te réveille. Sois ici, Seigneur Jésus. Oh Dieu. Oh Dieu de miséricorde. Oh Seigneur Jésus. Je viens, Seigneur, devant toi, Seigneur. Implorer ta miséricorde. Implorer ta grâce, Père. Pour que mon désir, Seigneur Jésus. Oh Dieu tout puissant. Miséricorde, Dieu compatissant. Éternel Dieu des armées. Éternel Dieu d'amour. Nous nous abandonnons entre tes mains, Seigneur. Nous laissons entre tes mains, Seigneur Jésus. Oh Dieu tout puissant. Oh Père Céleste. Oui. Oh Seigneur Jésus. Oh Père Céleste. Oh Dieu tout puissant. Oh Seigneur Jésus. Oh Seigneur Jésus. Oh Dieu tout puissant. Miséricorde compatissant, Père Céleste. Oh Père Céleste. Oh Seigneur Jésus. Oh Dieu tout puissant, Dieu d'amour. Oh Dieu de grâce. Seigneur Dieu de miséricorde. Seigneur Dieu de bonté. Oh Seigneur Jésus. Je me laisse entre tes mains. Je me laisse, Seigneur. Je te supplie, Père bien-aimé, que ma vie soit. changé. Que ma vie, Seigneur, soit complètement transformée. Oh Dieu, tout puissant Dieu d'amour, miséricorde Dieu contre tout ça. Nous nous abandonnons entre tes mains. Nous nous laissons entre tes bras, Seigneur Jésus. Oh Dieu, soutiens-nous, Seigneur Jésus. Soutiens notre foi, Seigneur Jésus. Encourage-nous, Seigneur mon Jésus. Oh Père Céleste, à qui d'autre, Seigneur Jésus Christ, nous pourrions aller, Seigneur. C'est toi le Dieu d'Abraham, c'est Dieu le Dieu d'Isaac, le Dieu de Jacob. Oh Dieu tout puissant. Merci Seigneur Jésus. Oh Seigneur Jésus. Seigneur Dieu de miséricorde. Oh Père Céleste. Oh Seigneur. Oh Dieu tout puissant. Seigneur Dieu de miséricorde. Dieu de miséricorde. Oh Père Céleste. Il n'y a pas de Dieu comme toi. Il n'y a pas de Dieu semblable à toi. Il n'y a pas de Dieu comparable à toi. Oh Seigneur Jésus. Oh Père Céleste. Oh Seigneur Jésus. Oh Père Céleste. Nous nous abandonnons entre tes mains. Nous nous laissons entre tes mains, Seigneur. Nous laissons entre. Oh Seigneur Jésus. Miséricorde Dieu compassion puissant. Nous nous abandonnons entre tes mains. Nous nous laissons entre tes bras, Seigneur. À qui d'autre, Seigneur, pour nous aller, Seigneur? À qui d'autre, Seigneur? Oh Seigneur Jésus. Oh Dieu de puissance. Dieu d'amour. Dieu de bonté. Dieu de grâce. Nous nous souhaitons te bénir, Seigneur. Sois béni à jamais, Seigneur. Sois loué, Seigneur Jésus. Sois glorifié, Père Céleste. Reçois la gloire. Reçois l'honneur. Reçois la puissance. Au siècle des siècles. Alors que nous tenons entre tes mains, Seigneur. Oh Jésus. Père Céleste. Il n'y aurait pas ce désir si toi tu n'étais pas en nous, Seigneur. Il n'y aurait pas ce désir s'il n'y aurait pas ce désir. Oh Dieu tout puissant, Dieu d'amour, nous nous mettons à ta prière. Oh Seigneur, sois béni, Seigneur Jésus. Je me laisse entendre. Merci Seigneur Jésus. Merci Dieu tout puissant. Merci Dieu de bonté. Alléluia. Sois béni et jamais. Sois béni.
We glorify your holy name. We bow before you. We glorify your holy name. We bow before you. Yes, we bless your name, oh mighty God, we bow before
you. Yes, we bless.
We bless your name.
Yes, we bless.
Oh mighty God,
mighty God,
we bow before you. We glorify your name. We glorify your holy name. We bow before.
Yes, we bless.
We bless you.
Yes, we bless.
Oh, mighty God. We bow before.
Yes, we bless.
Oh, mighty
God,
we bow before you. Oh,
we glorify
your holy name. We bow before you. Oh,
we glorify
your holy name.
Oh, mercy,
mercy.
Is there any desire?
Hold my
life.
I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote.
Amen.
We can feel your presence.
Amen.
Amen.
And your presence in itself, it's everything. The prophet said, the presence of God, as the Bible said, was there to heal the sick.
Amen.
And we believe that your presence is here.
Amen.
To heal us.
Amen.
To fulfill our desire.
Amen.
That every one of us has brought into your presence. You know each heart. I don't know each heart, but you know each heart. And you are the one who have visited them. Because without your presence, that desire can't be there.
Amen.
Before there is a desire, the Creator must be there.
Mm.
To put that desire.
Mm.
And before even there is a desire, the object of desire is already there. I just come, Lord, to confirm
Amen.
That everyone here have received his desire.
Amen.
Whatever it is, you
Amen.
Told us that nothing is impossible.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for bringing us higher on a higher mountain, higher ambitions.
Amen.
We have reconnected ourselves to deity. And let our ambition follow that reconnection. We want to leave behind all these human ambitions. That will stop here. That will cease one day. But there is an eternal ambition. The ambition of the kingdom of God. And we want to be part of it.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus. You know that to get a plot, to get a stand, we need money.
Amen.
And these people has reconnected themselves
Amen.
To deity
Amen.
To purchase a church for themselves.
Amen.
Now come down, Lord,
Amen.
And fulfill their desire.
Amen.
Bless them
Amen.
Spiritually,
Amen.
Materially,
Amen.
Naturally,
Amen.
Financially.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Let it be done.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
I declare every desire granted on your behalf, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As we go out of this place, we go testifying.
Amen.
We go watering
Amen.
The desire.
Amen.
We go breaking the ground,
Amen.
Making soft
Amen.
For the desire
Amen.
To have to grow up. We want to create an atmosphere when we visit each other. Let's change our language.
Amen.
Let's change our talking.
Amen.
Let our talking be according to our desire.
Amen.
To our ambitions.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
For showing us how Joseph was a son of prosperity.
Amen.
We want to do the same thing.
Amen.
We want to die to self.
Amen.
Take all selfishness away from us.
Amen.
The blessing resides in the death of self.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Once again, bless us.
Amen.
As we go out of Chile, bless our pastor. Bless
yes.
everyone. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Do you appreciate the Lord?
Amen.
Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for granting my desire.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So don't forget, amen, one condition. Reconnect yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Deity. Amen. Amen. Change your vision.
Amen.
Make yourself available,
yes,
to deity.
Amen.
You'll lack nothing. You'll have everything. Because once you work for deity and you put deity in your place and you put yourself in the place of deity, everything deity got becomes yours.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And next time, I'll try to show you how to transform desire or how to materialize your desire.
Amen.
Amen.
There is a law for that.
Amen.
You want to know that?
Amen.
Next time, God bless you.
Amen.
Again.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thinking of from when we had the youth meetings up to now, it's been a wonderful time.
Amen.
Brother Oliver came and he showed us how deep the Father's love for us.
Amen.
Friends, that was sweet. That was powerful. Then Brother Daniel Mazur came and we found ourselves right in the Exodus.
Amen.
And we found ourselves in the basket. And we found the grace and the love of God watching over us. Yeah. We've been through that. And then we came into the meetings this weekend. Saints, and you've really seen who you are.
Amen.
And you've seen the power of your desire.
Amen.
You know, and what God
Amen.
Esteems inside
Amen.
Of us.
Amen.
Our friend, if we just have the right desire, it's unlimited what we can do.
Amen.
Just to have the right desire. So I really do appreciate the Lord. I know there's people going on holiday now. We just want to wish Brother Wilmore and his family. They're going to Zimbabwe this week. Then I know Brother Junior, Sister Angel, they're going to, where are you going to, Sister?
Finland.
Finland as well. We'll be going off in about a week's time for a little bit. Brother Virgus has got some holidays. Lots of saints traveling. You know, so let's really keep the saints in prayer. It's been a wonderful time to come and get a good feed.
Yes.
Before people go to the north, south, east, and west. And when we come back again after the holidays, Brother Luanz has got the next part waiting.
Amen.
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 It wouldn't be fair to ask him to come now when there's a lot of people away. So let's just have a few weeks now. Saints, go here and there. Take greetings wherever you go. And then we really ask the brother to come and show us about materializing your desire. Friends, those are principles that are so foundational.
Amen.
Now, Brother Oliver was preaching about God versus self. That was his topic. That's a great conflict, friends. If we can get self out of the way here. Now, if we can just get self out the way, friends, it's unlimited what God can use a man or a woman for who's fully surrendered in his hands.
Amen.
And surely that's the greatest desire we all have, is that whatever he desires us to be, let it be done. Whatever he desires to express through us, let it be done. And anything of self that comes in the way, recognize it as your enemy. No matter how it may be dressed up in religion and maybe dressed up in all kind of good intentions and, you know, excuses that we can make. But self is your enemy. Let that desire, let's feed that desire. And let's see that desire becoming what God always wanted it to become. And I really do believe it'll be a great blessing. So we so appreciate the word. Thank you so much, brother. It's been a blessed time.
Amen.
Appreciate the saints. Saints from Carlo, thank you so much for your patience and for coming. God bless you. The saints from Belfast, we really do appreciate them as well. Amen. Wonderful to be with them. To all the sisters who helped with the cooking, for the food and that, God bless you. We really do appreciate it. Hallelujah. You know, and Brother Mike and his family, God bless them richly. Amen.
Amen.
He just had a desire. And that desire was to minister to the kingdom. And God will bless him for that desire. 100%. Amen. May the Lord bless him. Amen. Let's sing one more song before we are dismissed. Whatever you have there, Brother George. It's been a blessed time. Let it not finish here, especially you young people. Don't let it finish here. No, don't be a forgetful hearer. Let's take these things. Let's meditate on them day and night. Don't turn to the left hand or to the right. Then you shall prosper. Then no man will stand before you all the days of your life.
Amen.
That was the commission, the Joshua commission. Let's be faithful to that as we'd go. Also, greetings to Brother Max. I'm sure he's watching as well. God bless you, brother. May the Lord bring you safely back this week. Let's dismiss in his name. May the Lord bring us safely home. In Jesus' name is our desire. Amen.
Holy words, you are preserved. For I am born in this world. Rain is out with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words depart. The words of God give us strength and help us to grow. In this world where all we know, only Jesus will guide us. Ancient words, ancient words, ever true. Changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words in. Ancient words, ancient words, ever so. Changing me and changing you. Came to us through
ancient words, ancient words, ancient words, ever so changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, only things dwell. One more time, ancient words, ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We are God.
Let's finish with what we started with, saints, right from the beginning of the meetings in when you went down to Wicklow. Let's sing just the chorus, Brother George, as we dismiss. Every time he comes, something will happen. Friends, he's come. In these last few weeks, it's been wonderful. And what a capstone, what a climax today. Ah, friends, it's wonderful. The Lord is
good. Amen. Hallelujah.
Ah, friend, the Lord is so mindful. We should really appreciate him for his goodness. We really, really should.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing just the chorus a few times as we are dismissing Jesus' name.
Every time he comes, something good happens. Every time he comes, something good happens. So come, Lord, come, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, Jesus. So come, Lord, so come, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, Jesus. Every time he comes, every time he comes, something good. Every time he comes, something good happens. So come, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, baptize us. So come, Lord, come, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, baptize us in a time, in a time of sorrow and deep despair. Oh, Lord, in that one-to-one we'll call.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I guess to you, Lord, I confess in my mighty presence here. Every time he comes, every time he comes, something good happens. Every time he comes, something good happens. So come, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, baptize us. So come, Lord, so come, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, something good must be. Oh, keep putting to his ever-present grace. We encouraged to ever seek his face. Where the Father brings, he'll never turn away. With Lord Jesus, something good. Every time he comes, every time he comes, every time he comes, something good happens. So come, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, baptize us. So come, Lord, so come, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, something good. Every time Jesus comes, every time he comes.
Jesus, something good. Every time he comes, something good. Oh, something good. Something good happens. So I'm loved. I'm loved, Jesus. So Pablo, so Pablo, Pablo Jesus, something good. Every time he comes, something good. Every time he comes, something good happens. So Pablo. Jesus, come, Lord, Jesus, something good. So come, Lord, so come, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, something good. So come, Lord. So come, Lord Jesus, save us.